slam dunk on Tom Brady at the ESPY Awards.
And we got another smash alert that has Real Housewives of Atlanta fans in shock.
Plus, later on, our friend Andrew Freud sits down with Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans, and the cast of the new action movie, Gray Man.
Oh. Welcome to Dish Nation! Now, Brett and Gary with the tea off today, but we got our friend back again, actress, author, attorney, and our favorite Southern Belle, Miss Phaedra Parks is in the building.
Hey!
Now, you know I love dishing with you guys. Chewy, what's going on?
All right, y'all, the Queen Bee has got the beehive buzzing, y'all. Beyonce released her full track list for her upcoming studio album, Renaissance, and fans went wild, including myself. Now, looking at the track list, I couldn't help but notice some of the unique song titles. Here are a few that stuck out to me, y'all. I'm That Girl.
Okay.
Church Girl.
Ooh.
Plastic Off the Couch.
Mm.
And my personal favorite, Thick with a Q.
Thick with a Q-U-E.
I like that. I like that.
Period.
Not really the kind of song titles you would expect from an album titled Renaissance, but I have a feeling it's gonna be fire, y'all. Yeah. What do you think?
Now, Phaedra, if you had to guess, you know, what the song Thick is about, you know, how would you analyze that? What do you think she's coming
with? You know what?
Uh-oh.
Beyonce is a Southerner. You know, she's a Southern girl, so I'm sure it's about these cornbread-fed girls, honey. Biscuits and gravies, thick thighs save lives, okay?
Yeah, Thick is about that thangin'.
What about the big dudes? Phaedra, it could be about big dudes.
Oh,
hello.
Big boys. Yeah.
Well, you know, all we need is a big eggplant. We don't need all that other stuff.
Phaedra has the perfect derriere. Like, if you look at Phaedra's derriere, it's absolutely Georgia peach perfect.
Yes.
And so that if you could bottle it up, I would buy a 6 ounce at Sephora.
All right, well, come on, Sherry.
That's what they should show at the end of the credits when we show the Georgia peach. It should be actually Phaedra's picture at the end of the show.
You know
it's
what?
That pew power,
that motion. You know?
It's good.
Yeah.
Give it up for my boutte.
Keeping this train moving, Steph Curry might be the GOAT when it comes to basketball, but he is coming for everybody's job.
All right? Come on, Steph.
Because, Steph last night, Tanner, he hosted the ESPYs, and he kept the jokes coming. He was roasting the other athletes, and Steph Curry was doing so well, he was even roasting his own kids. You got to check this out.
But after celebrating 3 kids' birthdays in 2 weeks, I finally understand why Tom Brady keeps coming back to work. Relaxation sometimes is exhausting, so.
You kids felt that.
Do you like the way he guest hosted? Do you think he could come back? You think he could be our guest host on Dish Nation?
I mean, Steph really showed us a different side. I'm loving this little comedic Steph. I mean, he got all kinds of skills. Yeah, he was funny.
I like watching him in press conferences, too, because his personality truly gets the shine, and he's not just like this stuffy basketball dude.
Exactly.
He got personality. He got comedic timing. I think he'd be dope.
What about you, Phaedra? Do you feel Steph's pain when you take time off?
I sure do. Because, I mean, being a parent is like the hardest job in the world. I mean, you love your kids, but boy, after you have, I mean, I turn into a short order cook. I feel like I'm at the Waffle House cooking, cleaning. I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah, anytime I'm on for more than a week, I realize work is the vacation.
Yeah.
Agreed. Aisha was laughing. The kids were not laughing. When I talk about Jeffrey and joke about him, he does not think it's funny at all. Are y'all kids the same way?
My kids are definitely that way. They're like, Mom, stop. You're embarrassing me. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I haven't been in a situation where I've embarrassed my kids really. Like, you know, because like they know even when I say stuff like that, like I'm saying it jokingly with love, unless I'm not joking. But like, I mean, we're not there yet. But his Steph's kids look like they was mad. Like they probably didn't say nothing to him on the ride home.
Those dang kids. Okay, guys, it is time for a
smash alert.
Phaedra, one of your former Real Housewives of Atlanta castmates, Miss Sheree Whitfield, was spotted with her sneaky link love and marriage Huntsville star Martell Holt. A video was posted on social media of these two, guys, this is nuts, of these two going into the same bathroom holding hands and living in the same car together. Like, you had to pull over to the public rest stop and go to that bathroom. Then, the fans took a lot of fans by surprise, but they seemed to be here for it despite Martell's track record of infidelity that played out on TV. So, Phaedra, is this a good look for Sheree?
Well, you know, he is divorced, and he, you know, he's I guess he is gainfully employed. So, hey, do what you do, Sheree. It sounds like a storyline to me, girl.
Sure, I understand, like, doing Real Housewives, you always have to have a really good storyline going. But to me, it's taking Sheree towards the ghetto side.
What's ghetto about getting busy in a bathroom, Sheree? We all done it.
Yeah. But how we know she didn't initiate the bathroom pullover and stop? Maybe she the freaky one. Maybe this is Bobby
exactly.
and Whitney all
Thank
over
you,
again,
HK.
And we assuming the wrong person is the evil one.
And HK, don't begin saying, why Sheree not the one? Martell already has a history of infidelity. He done had a baby when him and his wife not. So I think we naturally go to Martell as the one that may be the instigator, because it looked like he had that baby with the other girl in the bathroom.
Well, apparently this guy is likable to where people are willing to overlook the fact that he's in relationships and have children with him.
Hello.
Point
City Boys.
Okay, City Boys up.
I'm the public defender for the City Boys. All right, now it looks like we got another Smith. Now, Champagne Poppy was out here cruising aboard a yacht with 21-year-old model and YouTuber Suede Brooks while on vacation in St. Tropez on Tuesday. Now, apparently, they was headed to a club. Now, there's no confirmation if they are actually romantically linked since they ain't showing, like, no PDA in the photos, but a source shared that Drake and Suede are definitely interested in one another. Now, what say y'all?
I am that source. I looked at those photos, and I can tell you I'm that source.
I usually assume that Drake is having sex or has had sex with anyone he's ever been photo with, even the people in the background.
You know,
I get the whole active.
It's, I don't know. Is it just me? Does 21 just seem too young? Yeah. I don't know. Is that just me, young?
I don't know.
I mean, you could drink. You could shoot a gun. I think you're good.
It doesn't really look like it's tight.
It doesn't look romantic to me.
Oh, there's going to be more photos. I don't think this is the last we're going to see of this. I'm just saying. I went to her Instagram. I looked.
I'm not interested.
Tanner creeped on her Insta, yo. Tanner was all up and down her IG right now.
Yeah, yeah. I looked at her IG. I looked at her IG. Yeah. She's putting it out there.
She's cute.
She's putting it out there that she's really with Champagne Poppy?
No, she's just putting it out there, Phaedra. Like, you, not only Champagne Poppy could get with it, you know, Tanner could get with it. Like, she putting it out there.
Listen.
Like that.
Listen. Wow.
Well, moving on, we all know Dwayne, The Rock Johnson, and Kevin Hart are always keeping us laughing. So The Rock recently posted a video to his IG of the two doing the tortilla challenge, a TikTok trend that involves two individuals slapping.
The what challenge?
Tortilla challenge. A TikTok challenge that involves two individuals slapping each other across the face with a tortilla while trying not to spit out a mouthful of water.
Yo, that's just foreplay for me, y'all. That's what we do at the crib.
Okay, that's how
we get it steamy and hot in my house.
Wow.
Anyways.
Wow.
All right, me and Tanner would like to try this challenge. We'd like to try this challenge.
Wait, are we doing this right now?
We're doing this right now. Yeah, we got tortillas.
I can't wait.
Yo, this tortilla is hard as hell, man.
This tortilla is like a brick, y'all.
Golly.
Yo, this tortilla
is lit. Are you going to at least heat them up first before you do it?
No, they ain't going to heat up nothing, bro.
You didn't microwave them?
1, 2, 3, shoot. This motherfucker has been wanting to do that for a long time.
Yeah. Give me.
All right, up next, Sierra's son, Little Future, has a serious question to ask his mom. We'll explain after the break. Holy crap, that hurt.
I thought you were going to swing back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Attention, everyone. Class is in session, y'all. And your teacher is actually Sierra, and the word of the day is fang.
Oh.
Okay, so Sierra's son, 8-year-old Future Jr., has some questions about a new track, Jump. Specifically about the line, you go wild when I make that thang jump. Check it out.
What does the fang mean in Jump?
It's like
you go wild when I make that thang.
Yeah.
Thing.
So the thing can be like cars jumping, people jumping.
Really, Mom?
No, I'm serious.
Really?
Or how Phaedra says thing.
No, Chewy. When you make that thing jump, it ain't that thing. It's that thing.
Okay.
That thing. You see? Right.
Were y'all this gullible at 8? Would you have believed your parents if they said what Sierra said?
These 8-year-olds are really 20.
Yes.
Yeah, they really are.
Yep.
Yeah.
you got to be real with these kids now. You literally got to tell them, you know, that thing is mama's vagina.
That mama's vagina.
You know what? Sherry, don't do that. Yeah. You're going to scar Jeffrey for life. Do not do that.
So, HK, when you talk to your kids, would you ever say to your kids, you know, because your mama's thing, she just put that thing on me, and that's why you here. Would you ever say that?
Like, you guys happen because your mom is fast.
Your mom is fast. And they're like, what kind of fast? Okay, guys, it's time for Thirst Trapping
with the Stars.
First up is Chris Pratt. He showed off his abs along with some bloody makeup for his show, The Terminal List, and captioned it, looking cut.
Okay.
But fans were quick to notice a post-it note from his 9-year-old son, which said, "See you at 8-ish. Love, Jack." Oh,
that's so cute. Yeah. I love that.
I like the note better than his thirst trap.
Really?
Yeah.
It looked like he got like a natural building. Like no steroids.
It looked like he wearing Wrangler jeans. I don't like Wrangler.
It's the
jeans.
You don't
like the Wranglers?
I don't like Wrangler jeans.
Has anybody ever left you a nice little post-it note or a note to kind of like lift your spirits?
I love a post-it note. Yeah, my kids will leave me cute little notes.
What do they say?
They say sweet stuff. Thank you, Mom. And my
You still do it?
My son walked in the other day and said, "Mom, thank you so much for putting yourself back out there." And I almost cried. I was like, dang, was I hiding? Was I in protective service?
He trying to get you out of the house. That's what that's about.
He's trying to get you out of the house.
Seriously, yeah.
Next up is Baywatch star Donna Derrico. Now, Donna is 54 years old, and she is clapping back at the haters who said that she was too old to wear a bikini. So Donna Derrico dropped this pic, and she said, "I can actually wear and do literally whatever I want on that note. Here is me in a bikini squatting on a coffee table."
Yeah.
Is that a thirst trap, y'all?
I like that. Yeah. I like the squat. I like the squat.
When you got it like this.
Yeah. Phaedra and Sherry, ladies, have you ever squatted on a coffee table?
When was the last time you squatted on a coffee
table? Yeah.
Well, my coffee tables are too expensive to put my feet on.
Well, Phaedra, my table is not expensive. It won't hold the weight.
So, Sherry, what it sounds like we need to do is get you a sturdy coffee table for you to squat on.
There you go.
That's what we need
to
do.
Sherry, we're going to have to take up an offer and pass in the plate now.
Yeah
we need to get some thirst traps out there to promote this show.
I know that's right.
Because I always say, if the ratings drop, it's time for booty pop.
You gotta get it out.
Yes. All right. Up next, Andrew Frey talks to Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans, and Ana de Armas, and the cast of the new Netflix movie, The Gray Man. You don't want to miss that, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am rocking my Chris Evans stash, getting ready to sit down with Chris, Ryan Gosling, and the cast of The Gray Man, coming to Netflix. Take a look.
Chris, is this like looking in a mirror? Are you looking in a mirror right now?
I don't even know who's on which side of this interview right now. Is it you or is it me? I mean, maybe. I was going to wear the
same
shirt.
I loved working with you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Very captivating.
But I want to ask you, are you a better driver now? Because you do a lot of really good driving in this.
I consider myself a pretty decent driver. I think I'm good. But I wish I had learned all the tricks. I mean, I remember this day they took me to, like, I don't know if it was an airport or something, and they just put me in the car.
And they said, go.
And they were like, go. And test the brakes, and I'm like, okay. I'm gonna test the brakes.
Anna's not scared,
it
I will
was
say.
So much fun.
I will say, for someone, I mean, she's done so many action movies now, there's no timidity to her. I've seen her be, like, you know, introduced to a new action element, and she doesn't want to go gentle. She wants to go.
You know, Chris, one of your biggest stands is Lizzo. Is she going to be okay that you're a villain? Because this is a departure.
Well...
Do you think about Lizzo's commentary when you take these gigs?
I always think about Lizzo's commentary. Yeah. I'd be a fool not to.
Yeah.
Hopefully she'll understand that it's just a role.
Yeah. I just want to know, are you okay, Ryan? Because I watched this last night, and you just get the crap beaten out of you.
Yeah, I did.
For hours.
Yeah. There are no emotional scars that have risen yet, so I'm good.
Okay.
There were bumps and bruises and, you know, cuts and, you know, it was a knockdown, drag out type of situation.
Yeah.
But I'm good.
Did they predict that you were going to be Ken? Because there's that line in the movie.
It's my Kenergy. I just have it.
What is Kenergy?
It's palpable. You have it.
Okay.
For sure. I think there's a Ken in in most of us.
You know, there's a travel film, you're traveling around the world. Out of all the cast, who would be the best travel partner?
Elfrey Woodard, easy.
She's an icon.
She's the queen.
Yeah. I mean, you put her through so much in this movie. Do you want to take a chance to apologize to her, Billy Bob?
I put her through so much?
Well, but just being affiliated with you.
I protected her.
But they kidnapped the poor girl.
That's Ryan's fault.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Ryan's fault? It's Chris's fault.
Hey, what are your thoughts on my stash?
It's giving Chris Evans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Billy Bob, what are your thoughts?
Mustaches are in right now.
Yeah.
Motorcycle cop.
I'm not too small. Don't I need
no,
a thing?
No, you can hold a motorcycle up.
Could I be in the next version of this? Could I be in the sequel? What do you think?
I mean, yes. I think you've started strong.
Okay.
You brought the trash stash to the cameras, and okay. This is the starting
point. I want
point
a trash stash.
You can have a trash stash. They sell them in the Netflix store. They call
What exactly is a trash stash?
I mean, I feel like you should tell us, sir. You've got a great stash.
You've got a great one, yeah.
It leans Lloyd.
Do you guys think you could be spies in real life? Do you think you could pull it off? Can you hold a secret? Can you be clandestine?
I think I can hold in the secret. I think I can be why are you laughing at me?
Yeah.
And what about you? Could you pull it off?
I'd like to think that I couldn't pull it off. Because I think I'd like to think of myself as far too much of a people pleaser for that.
Yeah,
you know, I'd crack under the pressure. Like, get the light in my face and it's no good. But I think all of my powers in this movie come from basically taking away everything that I am in real life and just leaning into all the stuff that isn't there and seeing kind of how deep and dark that can get.
Yeah, because like you can be kind of a d**k in this movie.
Thank you very much. I tried so
kind
hard.
Of. Kind of. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. All right, it is time for
Dish Going Viral.
I love this story so much. A curious EMU is taking over TikTok with his camera-stealing antics at Knuckle Bump Farms in South Florida.
Ooh.
His caretaker,
Knucklebump Farms. That's my favorite part of Florida,
it's
y'all.
Good, it's good.
Knuckle really
good. Now, his caretaker, Taylor Blake, has gone viral with posts that document Taylor's attempts to record educational videos only to have Emmanuel steal the show. Take a look.
Emmanuel, don't do it. Emmanuel, do not do it. Emmanuel? Emmanuel Todd Lopez.
This is amazing.
Emmanuel.
This is amazing.
Emmanuel.
This is amazing.
Don't you dare.
I love this.
I definitely didn't expect his last name to be Lopez, it. Though. Okay. That threw me off.
Emmanuel Todd Lopez.
He's a Spanish emu.
Emmanuel. It's Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. I just love that the baby just comes up like, what's up?
Well, it's the way he like creeps into the thing and he's like looking at the camera and he's like going to bite it.
Yeah, I love it.
Like, is this my cue? Is this where I come in? Boom.
Emmanuel Lopez. Is that my cue?
I'm on my marks.
Yeah.
Now, Phaser, you have a lot of experience with people trying to steal your camera time. Mm. What should have been done to stop this emu?
Honey, you just have to knock him down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The emu might be tasty, child. He on Knuckle Bump's farm.
Yeah.
Knuck if you buck. I don't know.
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.